Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's this story between traffic cameras. I didn't know much about license plate readers and that they were even out there. I really didn't. And so, you know, the ACLU here in Connecticut is like, wait a minute here. There's so much going on here. What is this information being used for? Should we be even doing it? And there's been a couple stories the last couple of weeks about it. So we just wanted to get a little more insight into it. David McGuire is the executive director of ACLU Connecticut joining us here on Brian and Company. David, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. I mean, how long have these things been in existence here in Connecticut? And historically, what have they been used for?
So they've been around for quite a while. We've been working on this issue, trying to seek some common sense regulations for over a decade. They've really proliferated in the last 2 or 3 years. And what your listeners have probably heard about through some national news is a relatively new company named Flock that has really supercharged the technology. In the past, when it came out, these were readers, essentially cameras that operated at a high speed and read license plates. They would either be on the back of a cruiser. You've probably seen them before, maybe never even noticed them on the back trunk of a police car, or they're stationary mounted as well. But over the last couple of years, Flock has really built the technology out in ways that do advance public safety, but also need safeguards. So they've supercharged it with AI and have lots of different functionalities. And given the moment that we're in as a country, we think it's very important that we get some safeguards in place to make sure this data is used for local law enforcement, but does not creep out and become something that could be part of a political dragnet or to go after people for exercising their rights.
So that was one of my questions, is why now? And you answered that, David. And I guess the thing you're not saying is that you're worried like it'll be taken to run through other databases by ICE or something like that. Is that sort of your point?
That's exactly the point. There have been some reports nationwide that ICE, for example, has access to some of these databases. And we believe that without real limits, and just to be clear, Brian, there are no statutory regulations on LPR technology here in Connecticut. It's completely unregulated. We want the state to step in and put together some common sense limits that make sure this data is used for legitimate purposes locally, but cannot be used for example, federal immigration or political targeting or these kind of dragnet searches. It's important to know that these readers are proliferating at such a rate that it's likely that your car, for example, has been scanned thousands of times and is in databases that once it's out of the police department's database, we lose control of it completely.
Right. Could I just interject? Could I interject for a quick second? I'm sorry. I'm talking with David McGuire from the ACLU, Connecticut. These things, like a municipality will buy the technology from Flock and put them in themselves? Is that how it works?
There are different scenarios. In the past, it was police departments would buy the technology and themselves host the data, which was actually a natural limiter to how much they could keep. One of the big things that we're calling for are data retention limits that are in days, not months or years, to make sure this data doesn't build up and accumulate in ways that are problematic. But now the companies like Flock are soup to nuts installing the cameras and also creating access through databases that they run.
Just on their own. They're just doing it on their own.
Well, they're, like many other vendors, are pitching it to law enforcement. And again, we're not debating. This is a technology that is useful for many law enforcement applications to keep us safe. The thing is that their form agreements, like many other companies, are very, very lopsided and essentially give the company free access to the data, which is very valuable. And I don't know if you saw this, but there was a story that ran on a TV station here in Connecticut in the past couple weeks that referenced one department that had their data searched more than 500,000 times in a 9-week period, and 150,000 of those scams came from Texas. So we know that there are people coming to Connecticut to seek health care, for example, that is perhaps not legal in other places. They should not be targeted here in Connecticut for getting lawful treatment, for example. That's a real-life scenario.
You're talking about people that are going across state lines to maybe get an abortion. And we're talking with David McGuire, the executive director from ACLU Connecticut. So I'm curious, do you do your own lobbying or do you third-party it?
We do our own lobbying here.
Okay. And so what's going on in terms of trying to get something done to regulate it, like, say, in the next legislative session?
Yeah, so for a bit of history, we tried this about a decade ago and got absolutely nowhere. There was no appetite to regulate this technology, and we were seen as, you know, just kind of making a big deal out of nothing. After this is all broken, and you mentioned a bunch of coverage on it, we've been reached out to by legislators as well as people across the political spectrum who want to see some reform here. So I do think there's a real chance that the legislature steps in February and does something about it.
Is there anything else? We have about a minute left about the story that you think listeners and citizens here in Connecticut should know about?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I want them to know is that they should really feel empowered to reach out to the local law enforcement agency and ask questions about this. We filed an FOI request with almost 100 departments, and we're getting responses coming in to figure out, do they use the technology and what is their internal regulation? It's possible that some departments have very strong policies, but there's not a lot of transparency here. So I would encourage your listeners to reach out to their local government and figure something out. We don't know whether the state will act. We hope they will. But regulation at the municipal level is also really helpful here.
Let's stay in touch, David. Thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate
Take care,
it.
Brian.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.